by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So I wanted to share this story here. Well, let me get top three stories first, and then I'll give you an update on fake meats. So first of all, China has accused the United States of indiscriminate force as it pertained to the balloon, the Chinese balloon. Indiscriminate force, meaning it wasn't needed. Really? You're lucky. I still have no idea how that sucker made its way all the way across the continental United States. Anyway, the military is searching for balloon remnants. Apparently, they have not been able to find it. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier. Dropping from 58,000 feet, they'd have to be made of something pretty solid in order to survive that impact. Even though it's over water, that's like hitting you know, solid ground, 58,000 feet. An earthquake, the earthquake that has hit Syria, Turkey, Israel, Lebanon, the death toll now is over 3,500 individuals. Just absolutely tragic right there. And the largest earthquake in Buffalo in 40 years struck this morning as well. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So Beyond Meat and Impossible Meats, or Impossible Foods, excuse me. So these are two companies that are they're the two largest fake meat companies out there right now. Now, they're not making lab, you know, they're not doing like lab meat. Like some other ones are, they're doing a like plant-based meats, so it looks like meat, tastes similar to meat, but it's made out of plants. So I think they really exploded on the scene when Burger King came out with their Beyond Mac, Big Mac, but it was like a Beyond Mac or whatever. That's when it really exploded on the scene. But there's been a lot of people who, you know, have been plant-based for a while, and veggie burgers have been around for years, you know, decades and decades, right? But now it's kind of hit a new level because now these plant-based burgers do taste more like ground beef than they do like a veggie burger. Well, apparently it's not taking off that great, though. Impossible Meat and Beyond Burger are making layoffs of up to 20% of their staff. So I got a couple thoughts about that, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays throughout Pensacola, as well as 29 and 90 looking good. On Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach, nothing to slow you down. And our slowdowns on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, still present, but they are improving. That's going to be the eastbound direction on the Highway 90 bridge due to construction. If you do see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. Traffic line number, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Alrighty, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So here's the thing with these fake meats, like Beyond Meat, Impossible Foods, things like this. Now, if you listen to Pensacola right now, you know I'm a plant-based eater. I mostly eat plants. Once in a blue moon, I'll have a steak or I'll have chicken or something like that. But I mostly try to eat plant-based. So, and I do so because it's for health reasons. I do so because I'm Italian and my family history is, I mean, I've had three uncles who've died of heart attacks under the age of 55. And so I eat plant-based for heart health reasons. And but so I keep up with some of these trends and things that goes on. Here's the thing about like Impossible Meat and Beyond Burger. I don't understand necessarily like if I really look, I have, and I think Impossible Burgers actually taste very good. I like them, but I'm not naive to the fact that it's probably not just because it's plant based. It's not necessarily healthy. Because they have to do – there's so many – like when you look at the ingredients list on there, you're like, oh, so it's plant and chemical-based. Like, you know what I mean? So the plant-based community who tries to eat for healthy reasons, they don't – they avoid Impossible meats and Beyond meat and stuff because they know it's processed. It's not even like plants, not even real plants. So so you're already losing some of that group. It's really, for a lot of people, it's just an entry product, like, to get into plant-based. Like, I want to go plant-based eating to be healthy, and they start trying, like, Impossible meats and Beyond meats, and it doesn't taste as good as the real stuff. So, like, no matter what you do, it's not going to taste as good as a greasy burger. Not going to taste as good as sausage, you know? So, so it's not a surprise to me to see that. And here's the other thing. Here's a big reason why I don't eat a lot of that. It's so much more expensive. Like, I can go get a regular, like, veggie burger, or I can make my own veggie burger at home, and it's way cheaper. And so, like, when you look at the price, you're like, oh, man, look at these veggie, or let me look at these chicken nuggets, or let me go get plant-based chicken nuggets. Now, granted, the plant-based chicken nuggets do taste very similar to chicken nuggets. Like, when you're talking about that, like, they're both processed, they taste very similar. But it's like 10 times more expensive. And so it just ends up not being worth it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So unfortunately, they're seeing 20% layoffs there at Beyond Meat and Impossible Burger. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around.
Don't feel like going home, but all my cash is gone. Yeah, I got nothing to do tonight. I'm passed out on the floor, up in the hotel bar, but it don't matter because
I'm feeling right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 8 minutes. I got a quick little a Cliff Notes version of a longer story I shared last hour about finding an Apple AirTag on a car I was driving. So that'll be in about 7 or 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, nearly 16,000 people injured and more than 3,400 dead from earthquakes that ravaged Turkey and Syria today. Just over two-thirds of those deaths occurring in Turkey. President Biden says the shooting down of a Chinese balloon will not change his State of the Union speech tomorrow night. Biden said it was always his idea to shoot it down once it was safe to do so. A Florida resident with alleged ties to a neo-Nazi group is one of two people accused of plotting what federal prosecutors say is a racially motivated attack on Baltimore's power grid. Brandon Russell is listed as a founder of a neo-Nazi group that states its wish to speed up the destruction of society. Prosecutors say Russell and a woman were planning to shoot up electrical substations to destroy the city. And New York City will make COVID vaccines optional for current and prospective city workers starting this week. Mayor Eric Adams says the city will no longer require the vaccine, with over 330,000 workers now fully vaccinated. That'll take effect on Friday.
Yeah, I saw that as well, that they're finally dropping that. And we're seeing that happen nationwide now, right, where they're getting rid of the vaccine requirements and kind of getting back to normal, per se. And so not a big surprise right there. Going back to this earthquake, I mean, do you say 16,000 people?
16,000 injured.
Have been affected?
Around 3,000 deaths, yeah, or more than 3,500 deaths, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just reading something about the aftershocks, and they were saying that they believe that the aftershocks will continue going on over the next couple of days as well, which could hamper the rescue efforts and things like that. So yeah, that's just you know, very, very sad situation right there. So and then, you know, there was an earthquake in Buffalo this morning too, but it got, you know, far overshadowed by what happened overseas, but still.
And, you know, it wasn't nobody's said that it's they believe it's an earthquake, but I mean, even like right here in our area, was it last week where there was that boom that we still haven't received a confirmation of what that was.
I thought they said that that was the that was testing. I thought they did come up with that, and that was military testing.
Oh, did they? Okay. Like well, okay. Yeah. Last I heard, neither Air Force or Navy had said anything, but I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was they said that was Air Force testing, and there was because it's been kind of going on, but for some reason, whatever they did last week, like particularly hit harder. So, for whatever reason. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of a crazy situation. Because I mean, I got friends who stuff fell off of their like shelves. like they call me like, did you feel that? I'm like, no, I didn't feel it. And they're like, stuff just literally fell off my shelves. And they're closer to the water than I am, so that might have had something to do with it. But still, that's that was pretty pretty bizarre, pretty crazy. So it's going right there. So we definitely have some. In fact, I saw another report just talking about it. Just seems like we've had a lot of earthquakes in the past year that have been hitting. They've picked up frequency around the world. So sometimes we kind of get lost in our little bubble, right, where we're like, well, we don't have a whole lot of earthquakes here, or even in the United States, they haven't been hitting a whole lot. But apparently worldwide, there's been a big uptick in earthquakes. And some of it might be because there's also been an uptick in volcanic activity as well. So kind of bizarre. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now with no slowdowns to report. That's going to include I-10 and I-110 in both directions, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Nothing to slow you down heading into Pace. And 98 Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. See something else on the roads? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-226-2611. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I'll give a Cliff Notes version of a story that I shared last hour about finding an Apple AirTag on a car I was driving. That comes up next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. All right, I got to share this story because it's just bizarre. So we've shared a story a couple of times about Apple's AirTags. So Apple's AirTags are these little devices. They're just small little discs that you can put them in your wallet, in your purse, a backpack, something like that, and you can track objects. Some people, they have a special one that you can, like a special attachment, or you can put it on a keychain. And you can use Find My app on your phone to be able to keep track of stuff. Well, we covered a story before about some women were saying that they're concerned that stalkers are, or like sex offenders are trying to track their vehicle. Like they found these air tags in the wheel well. We covered that story before. Well, over the weekend, I was helping a friend of mine who has a car dealership. I went to Atlanta, picked up a vehicle for him, and I drive it back. I was on the road for a couple of hours, and all of a sudden I get this alert on my phone that says there's an air tag following me or tracking me or something like that. And I was like, wait, what? It says AirTag found moving with you. The owner of this item can see its location. Tap to open Find My and see available actions. And then it allowed me to either keep notifications coming or turn them off. So then I opened it up and it was like, you may have borrowed something from somebody who has an AirTag in their bag or something like that. And it was kind of being like, don't worry, this might not be a nefarious thing. No, I just got a vehicle from auction for a dealership, for a dealer friend of mine. And so there's no way I borrowed something and I'm happy to have this tracking me. I pull open the app. It shows exactly like it's been tracking you for the past couple hours. It showed the actual, like in red dots on the Find My app, it showed like where I've been, like the history. So Then it had where I could play a sound to find it. I'm like, yeah, I need to find this thing. So I played the sound. I couldn't hear it anywhere in here. Because I thought maybe somebody just threw it into, like, the glove box. Like, maybe somebody's like, I want to keep track of my car. I mean, after all, the vehicle was bought in Atlanta. So maybe it was like, you know, hey, there's a lot of car thefts. If somebody steals my car, I want to be able to track my vehicle down. Nope, not in the glove box, not anywhere inside the thing. I get outside the vehicle, I push play, I can hear the beeping. I start trying to look for it, I can't find it in the wheel well, but I hear it, and I eventually track it down. I get underneath the vehicle, underneath it, in the back, and there was some black duct tape flat against the, like, the pan that was in the back. When I pulled the duct tape down, there was actually a hole that was already, like, into whatever the pan is underneath there, and the duct tape was holding the Apple AirTag underneath there. I was like, wow. So once I got it down that way, I Googled it. It told me how to disable it, so I did all that. I called up Apple, and I was like, hey, so I found this AirTag on my car. Can I use it? Like, can I use it now? And they're like, no, it's registered under the previous owner. But if you want to, you can call the police and they can track down the owner. And blah, blah. Well, there's no need to do that because obviously he's already lost the vehicle, right? But apparently Apple came out with a software update a couple years ago where anybody's Android or iPhone will let you know if an AirTag is tracking you. Still freaks me out, though.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold. Have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to have your sports hit. And then after that, today's Sign of the Apocalypse, which deals with diapers. And then coming up a little bit later this hour, we still got to talk about the Valentine's Day at Cracker Barrel. Yeah, that's right. I got a story about that as well. So kind of cool. Top three stories here for you, and then we'll get into your sports hit. Earthquake death toll has soared past 3,500. Just a terrible tragedy that happened in Turkey, Syria, Israel. 3,500 individuals so far. Over 16,000 have been injured. And then tied in with that, not nearly as tragic, but a story nonetheless. Largest earthquake in 40 years hit Buffalo, New York. And China is accusing the United States of using indiscriminate force against their Chinese balloon. Meaning there was excessive force that was not needed. Now, the military is searching for the balloon remnants, and still no signs of that. We did get a texter here. It says, how do we know that the military hasn't already recovered the remnants, and they're just telling us they can't find it? Oh, yeah, because if this was a spy balloon or spy whatever, if we could get it, then we might be able to reverse engineer some stuff and things like that. Yeah, good point. Our military wouldn't tell us that. You know, they wouldn't say it out loud. Oh, yeah, we got it, and we're reverse engineering it right now. Like, yeah, that's not happening, right? Marco Rubio, over the weekend, was doing the television circuit. Now, Marco Rubio has been on the Intelligence Committee pretty much since he's been in the Senate. So he has a lot. He's been privy to a lot of classified information, and a lot, particularly as it pertains to, you know, intelligence and spy networks and things like that, right? And he was on an interview with Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper brings up there's been multiple spy balloons or whatever, Chinese balloons, in the past, including during the Trump administration. And at one point when he brought it up that there was four during the Trump administration, Marco Rubio is shaking his head no. And he goes, what, are you saying there wasn't? And he's saying, no, I'm saying it was different. And this is what Marco Rubio explained was different between any previous balloons and this one.
Okay, well, the difference is this. Are we aware? Have we seen the Chinese fly these balloons in the past? Yes. I think there's even been Twitter pictures of it flying at one point off the coast of the U.S. Down south somewhere. The existence of the balloons is not a mystery to people in that field. What we've never seen, what is unprecedented, and whoever the source was at the Department of Defense would have to acknowledge this, what is unprecedented is a balloon flight that entered over Idaho and flew over Montana, over all these sensitive military installations, Air Force bases, ICBM fields, right across the middle of the country. That has never happened before. That is unprecedented. That it flew briefly over some part of the U.S. or continental U.S., that's one thing. But what we saw this week, it's unprecedented. And that's why everyone's reacting the way they're reacting. We've never seen this. So this is no comparison to anything that may have happened up to this point.
Your colleague and friend, Republican Senator Kinsman.
So the big difference between this balloon that was discovered and pretty much any other one that has been seen in the past is that they've never flown over sensitive military installations and hovered, and they've definitely never gone over the entire continental United States. I mean, this was a very bizarre situation. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, on News Radio 92.3. Let's talk sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, NCAA women's basketball right now. Number 11 Virginia Tech is beating number 22 NC State 69-56. That game is on ESPN2 with 4 minutes left in the game. With 2 minutes left in the half, Tennessee Lady Vols are beating Mississippi State 31-28. That game's on SEC Network. NBA is underway right now. Boston Celtics beating the Detroit Pistons 42-34. Cleveland Cavs are beating Washington Wizards 47-31. And NBA TV just has the tip-off between the Brooklyn Nets and the Clippers. Nets already lead that one 5-2. On ESPN, we've got NCAA men's basketball underway right now. Number 19, Miami, taking an early lead against Duke, 34-19. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. First half on that one. And then on ESPN, after that game's over, number 5, Texas, will play number 9, Kansas. NHL hockey underway right now. End of the first period. Florida Panthers are beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 1-0. Islanders over the Flyers 1-0. Then it's a scoreless game. Well, the puck just dropped between Calgary and the Rangers. And Vancouver is beating the New Jersey Red Devils 1-0. All those games are on ESPN+. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf, and I give you your sports news next.
This traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. I-10 and I-110 showing no delays, as well as 29 and 90. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also checking in clear. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report presented by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon, employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So, in sports news, Kyrie Irving asked for a trade on Friday. Over the weekend, it was sources came out said he was traded to the Dallas Mavericks. Well, apparently that trade hasn't gone through quite yet, so the Nets are still exploring different scenarios around that deal. LeBron James, in the meantime, has expressed his disappointment that the Lakers didn't try to trade for Kyrie Irving to rejoin his teammate that he won a championship with in Cleveland. Tom Brady says he will not be starting his broadcasting career with Fox until 2024, putting to rest a lot of the what's going to happen with Greg Olson stuff out, you know, rumors out there. Well, we'll have to worry about it for at least another year. A.J. Green is retiring after 12 NFL seasons. He was the 7-time Pro Bowler with the Bengals. And Brian Flores, former head coach for the Dolphins, is now going to be the Vikings' new defensive coordinator. And the Madden football game, EA Sports Madden football game, did its simulation, and it found that the Eagles would beat the Chiefs in Super Bowl 57. Sorry. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All righty. Sign of the apocalypse. Scientists at Penn State University have created a smart diaper. What does this smart diaper do? Does it automatically sanitize and clean the baby? No. The smart diaper has a built-in sensor. It will send parents a push notification on their phone when their child's diaper needs to be changed. I'm the eldest of five. Plus, I've had three kids of my own. And I'm pretty sure just about every parent knows when their kid's diaper needs to be changed. One, you can look at it sometimes. You can just look and go, okay, that diaper's puffy. They've been had a lot of water. But there's this one thing, like it's proven. The nose. The nose. I mean, everybody's had that incidence where you're just sitting there minding your own business and suddenly something hits you and you're like, somebody check the baby. Right? Oh, boy. Apparently, this smart diaper can also give you levels of the dirtiness. Like, you know, it's just a little bit or, oh, boy, you're going to want to get this one right away. Yeah. So I don't know about this, though, because the smart diapers are made of paper, but it includes salt, graphite, a circuit board, and a tiny lithium battery. Nope, I'm not putting batteries near my baby's behind. Once it gets wet, the graphite reacts with the liquid and sodium chloride and absorbs it by the paper. Electrons will send off a sensor. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The old-fashioned way of just using your sniffer and then open up the diaper a little bit to just double-check in case you weren't sure. Then I think that's still probably the tried-and-true way. Checking a diaper. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Come here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. And then we got a Valentine's Day story pertaining to Cracker Barrel to share with you. That's all coming up next. Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Democrat National Committee has made it official. They're ditching Iowa, and they're going to South Carolina for the first presidential primary state. And, you know, this word came out a couple months ago, and we talked about it then. But now they've actually voted on it, and it's come to pass. So, according to DNC Chairman Jamie Harrison, quote, "The calendar does what is long overdue. It puts black voters at the front of the process in South Carolina. It keeps Nevada, where Latinos have been building power, and it adds Michigan, the heartland, where unions built the middle class of this nation." Wait, so, man, identity politics at its best right here. Identity politics. So let's have the election where the black voters are, then the Latino voters, and then the union voters, and then just everybody's in these little categories. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, more than 3,500 people dead from earthquakes that hit Turkey and Syria today. Just over half of those deaths occurring in Turkey. President Biden says the shooting down of a Chinese balloon is not going to change his State of the Union speech tomorrow night. Biden said it was always his idea to shoot it down once it was safe to do so. Tom Brady says he's going to most likely start his broadcasting career with Fox in the fall of next year. Of course, you'll remember he signed a 10-year, $375 million contract with Fox last year in order to be the number one color analyst for the network. And AMC Theaters rolling out a new ticket pricing plan based on seat location. The chain is launching Sightline at AMC. Moviegoers can pay more or less for a ticket depending on where they choose to sit. They've got standard Sightline, value Sightline, and preferred Sightline.
Yeah, I looked this up too, by the way. So the idea is to try to encourage more people to become AMC Stubs members. So that tells me if you're an AMC Stub member, then it won't really
no change.
You're not paying any kind of premium price. So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. So you're already set with that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The United Way West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is booking appointments now. VITA is a free program for families and individuals making less than $60,000 a year. So you can call 211 to schedule your time today, and they're going to be operating out of four locations: Pensacola State College's main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and at Goodwill over in Olive Road. So dial 211 to schedule your time today for this VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, a free program for volunteers, for individuals or families making $60,000 or less a year. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No slowdowns to report, I-10 and I-110 checking in clear with no major delays, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes are checking in as well. 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Mobile Highway, and Cervantes also looking good without anything to slow you down. See something else? Just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, so this Valentine's Day, and actually technically it's from Friday, this Friday through next Thursday, but this Valentine's Day period, if you go to Cracker Barrel and you propose to your girlfriend, or I guess boyfriend maybe, you could win free food for a year. That's right. If you do so over the next day, you got to make sure you record it for one. You got to film the proposal. Then you have to use hashtags on Instagram and tag Cracker Barrel, and then you got to explain why you decided to propose at Cracker Barrel, and then they're going to select one of the winners to win free food for a year, kind of. So I guess they'll select 5 winning couples. Each will get a $2,000 gift card, enough for you and your fiancé to have one free meal at Cracker Barrel every week for a year. So there you go. That's what it's really about. So... But what if you're already married? What if you're already engaged? Well, what if you're not ready to get married? They do have something else. They're offering free dessert if you purchase 2 entrees. So there you go for the next week. Not quite the same. Again, you know, we've talked a lot about artificial intelligence over the past couple of weeks as this ChatGPT has come out. There was an article that came out a couple weeks ago about this new app called Historical Figures. And it was a little controversial. At first, it was like fun, but because you can chat with people like Jesus. It's artificial intelligence in this app. You could chat with old historical figures. But it became controversial when people realized you could also chat with Hitler. And it was like, wait, what? Yeah, and the way this app looks, I've not downloaded it. I've only seen screenshots. But it looks like your chat, like you have a regular chat, like with your on your phone, like a regular text going on, and so one of the interesting things that got me thinking when we're talking about Valentine's Day and stuff is how long before there's some sort of chat app or something that is artificial intelligence and it's acting like an interested party, you know, like dating app. It's a dating app that you download and ends up chatting with you, and you think it's somebody that's interested in you, but it's really just artificial intelligence. I think somebody needs to make this. I need some of the royalties, by the way, since I gave you the idea. And here's the final thing. The app should be called Catfish. The catfish app. So, like, you're going into it knowing this is not a real person. This is artificial intelligence. But we're going to strike up a conversation, and we're going to get along very, very well because this artificial intelligence is going to figure me out and tell me all the things I want to know. It's going to tell me all the things I want to hear. Unfortunately, there will be no meetups. You won't be able to meet this connection in person, but there you go. Like, I'm joking about this, but unfortunately, this might be like a Simpsons moment. Like, in 10 years from now, people are going to have relationships with their app. Oh, well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. $20 million has been raised to help try to push for legalization of marijuana in Florida. I'm talking about for recreational purposes. $20 million. That is a lot. So I'm pretty sure in the next year and a half, we're probably going to be seeing a lot of ads for voting or for recreational marijuana, for legalizing recreational marijuana. Right now, it's trying to get ballot approval as far as language, making sure the language is approved for the ballot. Once that happens, get ready for the ads. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.